Dear brethren, we come in the midst of a challenging situation, all the more getting serious with this COVID-19.
弟兄姐妹, 当这个官病的疫情越来越严重的时候, 我们仍然来到上帝的面前。
We truly have experienced what it means to come close to suffering.
我们终于来到了, 什么是面对, 苦难的时刻。
Not only physical suffering, but economic, social suffering.
我们不但有些人的身体受苦难, 甚至连 经济也面对空前的挑战。
You can experience this in your work, in your studies, your relationships, and even in this current situation.
在这个严峻的疫情的当中, 你的工作, 你的学习, 以及你的人际关系都面临了很大的考验。
But how would you respond in such a situation of this suffering?
在这个苦难的当中, 你应当怎么样的回应?
This evening, let me show you four ways that we should be responding to suffering in our lives.
今天晚上我与大家分享四个你应当怎么样在苦难的当中回应的方法。
Let us focus our attention from this evening's passage of John chapter 19.
今天晚上我要从约翰福音19章28到42节来与大家分享。
More specifically, verses 28 to 42.
约翰福音19章28到42节。
John 19 deals with the events that are leading up to the crucifixion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
约翰福音的记载，了耶稣基督受难之前，受难的那个当儿，一直到耶稣被钉之后的记载。
So the first way that we would look how we go through the pain of suffering is from some verses that happened before this passage.
我们应当怎么样的来回应这种受苦？第一个方法呢，是从马太福音27章34，还有马可福音15章23节那里可以看到。Let
me read through these two passages, Matthew 27, verse 34. They gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall, and when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink.
第一段经文在马太福音27章34节，兵丁拿苦胆调和的酒给耶稣喝，他尝了，就不肯喝。
And Mark chapter 15 verse 23.
马可福音15章23节.
And they gave him to drink wine mingled with myrrh, but he received it not.
拿莫药调和的酒给耶稣，他却不受。
So, all of us must be willing to go through the pain of suffering.
我每个人必须愿意有这个意愿去忍受苦难带给我们的痛苦。
You should not seek to avoid and to think that I can avoid this pain of suffering.
我们不应该逃避苦难带来的痛苦。
So at times, we may face job retrenchment.
在生命的当中，有时候我们会被裁员。
You may have poor grades, ill health, or broken relationships.
你可能考试考得不好，或者人际关系发生了问题。
We face all this pain at some points in our life.
这些都是我们生命中可能经历的苦难。
So Jesus was given a cheap sour wine, or commonly known as vinegar, mixed with a bitter tasting substance called gall.
所以两段经文我们看到耶稣冰丁拿了一个醋调和的这个酒呢，跟苦胆调和的酒给耶稣喝。
This was with the chief purpose of dulling his sense of pain and suffering as he went to the cross.
他们把调和苦胆的酒醋给耶稣喝，是为了减轻他受的痛苦。
So, but Jesus refused to drink.
在这两处经文，我们看到耶稣不肯领受，就是不要喝的意思。
He really wanted to experience the physical suffering.
耶稣不愿意喝，是因为他要亲自体会在十字架上身体所受的苦难。
And he also wanted to be conscious enough to experience the emotional suffering.
同时，他也要在他有意识的这种状况下，体会在十字架上感情所受到的伤害。
And in Matthew 27 verse 46,
在马太福音27章46节,
And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
马太福音27章46节, 越在深处耶稣大声喊着说, 以利，以利，拉玛撒巴各大尼, 就是说, 我的上帝, 我的上帝, 为什么离去我?
All of these are because of our sins.
耶稣这么做呢, 是因为他为了我们众人的罪。
So, similarly, we are to be willing to go through the pain of suffering.
因此我们要学习好像耶稣那样, 愿意忍受苦难带给我们的痛苦。
So the purpose that we must properly understand suffering is so that we will come out stronger in our faith and walk with God.
苦难是必须的, 因为在苦难之后呢, 我们会变得更刚强。
So we have covered the first point.
所以我们已经, 给大家分享了第一点。
The second point is, you must clearly know the purpose of going through suffering.
第二点就是我们要清楚知道为什么我们会经受苦难。
And the third and fourth ways,
第三和第四点,
is God fulfilling his promises even as you go through suffering.
当你经受苦难的时候呢, 上帝也在成就他给你的应许。
And the fourth and last way is God comforting and caring for you as you go through suffering.
第四点就是当你在经历苦难的时候呢, 你会体会上帝给你的关心还有安慰。
Okay, we have covered this. The physical and emotional suffering that Jesus went through for our sakes.
耶稣基督在十字架上的时候，他不愿意领受苦胆调和的酒，因为他要亲自体会在十字架上身体还有在情感上所受的痛苦。
So we must be prepared to go through the pain of suffering.
因此，我们也要好像他那样，愿意体会经历苦难带给我们的痛苦。
So Jesus went to the cross for our sins.
耶稣基督上十字架是为了我们罪的缘故。
There is a purpose for him going to the cross.
这就是他会上十字架上的原因。
There are these things that there is every dark cloud has a silver lining, and after every storm there is a rainbow.
英国的谚语有两个谚语，就是每一个黑云的后面呢，都有一个银色的箱上银色的边，在每一个暴风雨之后呢， 会有彩虹。
The main point of these two things is that after every personal setback, there is something good that will come out of it.
这两个谚语的意思都一样，就是我们每一次经历个人的苦难的时候呢，都会有一些好的事情将会陆续的发生。
So Jesus, Jesus said in John 19:30.
耶稣就在约翰福音十九章三十节说
，It is finished.
成了。
Jesus verbalized that his death on the cross would surely fulfill his God-given mission on earth.
耶稣说在十字架上说成了，因为他知道。上帝托付给他在世上的使命已经完全成功了。
As Luke 19:10 says, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost."
路加福音十九章第十节说：“人子来，为要寻找拯救世上的人。”
As Jesus knows for sure his mission and purpose on earth.That is to save us from our sins.
耶稣亲自很清楚地知道他来到世界上的使命是什么。
First Peter 1:6-7, as well as James 1:2-4, give us that the main purpose for trials and suffering in our lives is to purify our faith in Him.
彼得前书1:6-7，雅各书1:2-4都告诉我们。我们在这个世界上受到了这一些试炼呢，是为了使到我们的信心更加的被洁净。
So there is a purpose for our suffering.
因此我们信徒受苦呢是有意义的。
We may not know the true reason why suffering comes.
可能在苦难的当中，我们不明白为什么我们会经受这些苦难。
But we realize that everything works out.To purify and to refine our faith and trust in our Almighty God.
但是我们都在事后明白，这一切的苦难的原因，就是要使到我们更加信靠上帝，使到我们的信心，对于上帝的信心更加的纯净。
So besides knowing that there is pain in suffering and expecting it,
除了知道我们在我们的人生当中一定有苦难，而且知道他会来。
And there is a purpose for our suffering.
同时这些苦难呢都有一个原因。
We can realize that we can depend on God and his ever abiding presence with us.
第三点。
Even in our suffering.
就是当我们在经历苦难的时候呢，我们可以清楚地知道在我们苦难的当中，有上帝亲自与我们同在。
As God is ever present with us, we need to remain connected with Him, always connected with Him.
既然上帝与我们常常同在，我们就要时常亲近他，与他取得联系。
That is why God is just a phone call away. We need to pray, we need to read His Word ever fervently during this time.
就好像外国人常说的上帝只在一线之间，就是我们要透过祷告，透过研读他的话语，来与他常常保持联系。
So God worked even through Jesus' death. As he's hung on the cross, God fulfilled his promise.
当耶稣基督被挂在十字架上的时候呢，上帝的应许就透过耶稣基督在十字架上的死应验了。
There were two main ways.
在圣经里面呢，我们看到两处上帝话语的应验，透过耶稣基督的死。
So the soldiers did not break the legs of Jesus.
第一点。罗马的士兵没有把耶稣的腿打断。
From verse 33 of John 19.
这里我们可以从约翰福音十九章三十三节里面看到。
But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they break not his legs.
十九章三十三节说，只是兵丁来到耶稣那里，见他已经死了，就不打断他的腿。
This is prophesied from Psalm 34 verse 20.
这一点在诗篇三十四节三十四篇二十节里面预言过。
So the second promise is that his body would be pierced.
第二点，在圣经里我们看到耶稣的身体被枪所砸。
Verse 34, but one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water.
约翰福音十九章三十四节，唯有一个兵拿枪砸他的肋旁，随即有血和水流出来。
So this is also prophesied from Isaiah 53 verse 5 and Zechariah 12 verse 10.
这一点呢，在以赛亚书五十三章五节，还有撒加利亚书十二章十节预言过。
So we must remember as blood and water poured out from Jesus' side as the spear pierced his side.
当罗马的兵丁用枪砸耶稣的肋旁的时候，有血和水从他身上流出来。
It's a sign of our hope in Jesus.
血和水从耶稣的肋旁流出，使到我们在耶稣里面有盼望。
We remember that God is the only one who always keeps his promises.
我们知道唯有上帝在天地之间、宇宙之间，是上帝是唯一遵守他的预言、他的应许的。
We can just depend on him.
因此我们可以信靠他、倚靠他。
And his enduring presence to guide us through our suffering.
因此我们受苦难的时候呢，他一定与我们同在。
One of the promises that we have from God's word is from Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 6.
在生命记三十一章那里我们看到，
Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee.He will not fail thee nor forsake thee.
生命记三十一章六节说，你们当刚强壮胆，不要害怕，也不要畏惧他们，因为耶和华你的上帝和你同去，他必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
This is just one of the many promises that God has for us in his word.
这是在圣经里面上帝给我们众多应许之一。
He also promises other things such as his peace, that he is our refuge in time of need.
在圣经中，上帝还给我们很多的应许，比如他是我们危险的当中的避难所，给我们有平安。
So what does the significance of blood and water flowing from Jesus' side?
有血和水从耶稣的身上流出来代表什么呢？
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 22.
希伯来书第九章第二十二节。
And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission.
希伯来书九章二十二节，按着律法，凡物差不多都是用血洁净的，若不流血，罪就不得赦免了。
So without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins.
所以这里告诉我们说，若不流血，我们的罪就得不到赦免。
And this is the significance of Jesus shedding his blood on the cross for our sins.
从这一节里面，我们看到耶稣基督流血的重要性。
And what about the water?
水呢？
John chapter 7 verse 37-38. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
约翰福音七章三十七、三十八节说，节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
Thus, blood and water really symbolizes our hope of salvation from sin.
因此，血和水从耶稣身上流出来呢，实在是给我们莫大的盼望。
Let us, as Christians, never forget that our hope really comes from God.
让我们别忘记，作为基督徒，我们的盼望来自永生上帝。
So we know that there is pain in suffering.
所以我们知道苦难中会苦难会带给我们苦痛苦。
There is purpose in suffering.
但是苦难是有意义的。
We know we can depend on God and His ever-abiding presence,
在苦难,
even when we are suffering.
同时我们在受难的当中，我们清楚知道有上帝与我们同照，给我们的关照和安慰。
You too can experience God's care and comfort also in the midst of suffering.
因此，当我们在受苦的时候，我们知道上帝与我们同在，他会关心我们。
God still cares for each one of us, especially in the midst of your pain.
所以，当你在苦难的当中，不要惧怕，不要丧气。上帝与你同在，他关心你。
As a caring shepherd cares and looks out for his sheep, as our parents have cared and still is caring and looking out for us, God is our ever present shepherd who would be looking over us at all times.
上帝时时刻刻地看顾我们，就好像一个牧羊的人好好的照顾他的羊群一样，就好像他也像我们的父母亲那样的时时刻刻关心我们的需要。
So Jesus' body was not just taken down and thrown into a common pit and grave meant for criminals during the Roman Empire.
约翰福音十九章这里也让我们看到，耶稣基督他的身体虽然死了，但是并不像罗马帝国所有其他的罪犯那样被丢到乱葬岗里面去。
So verses 38 to 34 of John 19 tells us, it was taken away by Joseph of Arimathea, a disciple of Jesus, treated with about 45 kg of wonderful spices such as myrrh and aloes, wrapped in linen and laid in a proper tomb.
在约翰福音十九章三十八到四十二节里面，我们看到耶稣的门徒亚利马太人约瑟，他把耶稣的身体取来，用了大约四十五公斤的香料还有细麻布包扎裹好，然后就把它放在一个新的坟墓里面。
So as Jesus' body was cared for,
就如耶稣基督他死之后呢，身体受了照顾。
You can experience God's care and comfort for you.
这一点也强调，当我们受苦的时候呢，上帝他的同在，他的关心继续与我们在一起。
So Psalm 23 verses 4 to 5 says, Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over.
就如诗篇二十三篇第四、第五节所说的，我虽然经过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
So as you understand that there is pain in suffering, your Christian faith will grow in the process of suffering, that God would always be with you, and He would always care and comfort you.
所以你知道这个苦难会带给我们痛苦，但是透过苦难呢，我们的信心会被练得更加纯净，我们对上帝的信靠呢也更加的坚强，同时在苦难的当中由上帝亲自随时与我们同在。
You will certainly be able to go through suffering.
因此我们能够很有把握的面对苦难。
And you will certainly come out even stronger and more fervent in your faith and trust in God.
同时你也清楚透过这些苦难呢，当你经过苦难之后呢，你的信心会更加的坚强，你对上帝的信靠还有盼望呢会更加的坚定。
Let us remember that Christ is our perfect example.
所以我们要记得耶稣基督就是我们最完全的榜样。
Let us follow in his footsteps.
因此我们要跟从他的脚中行。
And remain firm and steady in the midst of suffering.
所以在受苦的当中我们要脚步更加的坚定。
So let us spend some time in prayer and meditation as we reflect and pray through these two questions.
所以让我们一同的来默想这两点。
First one is what needs to be changed in your understanding and response towards suffering in your life.
第一点，你怎么样调整你对生命中苦难的了解还有回应。
How would you need to change your approach towards suffering?
现在从明白了这一些以后呢，你要怎么样改变你对痛苦的了解，还有你应该在苦难的当中怎么样的反应。
As what was mentioned, it could be in your work, in your studies, even in your relationships.
苦难来的时候可能是因为你工作，你的学习或者你人际的关系。
How would you respond to it in God's way?
你怎么样用上帝的方法来回应这一些挑战呢？
Secondly, let us pray for the current COVID-19 situation.
第二点，让我们继续为着这个冠病的疫情祷告。
As God has given us this hope in Him.
既然上帝给我们在他里面有盼望，
How can you be ambassadors of hope, God's hope to the people around you?
你应该怎么样在这特殊的情况之下呢，把上帝的盼望，他的福音传给你周遭的人。
Especially to those who are going through suffering, whether physical suffering or economic suffering during this time.
特别那些正在面对冠状病毒伤害的人，你当怎么样的安慰他们，用上帝的话语是给他们有盼望。
So let us spend this time in silent prayer and meditation.
所以让我们一同的来默想，来祷告。